There was a city council meeting last night, Logan.
There was indeed a city council meeting tonight. As I set a timer, because we're going to try to keep this under 10 minutes. The unofficial goal of these has always been a quicker summary of city council meetings. So here we go. Last night was a big meeting with kind of the big item being the ice arena I think everyone's talking about.
Yep.
Up front, the ice arena was approved on a 5-2 vote. The votes in favor of it were councillors Peterson-White, Holmes, Beamer, and Ness, and then the votes against was Mayor Erica Zweifel and councillors Davin Sokup. Councillor Peter Dolan was absent from the meeting. It sounded like he had a work trip that he could not was out of state for and could not get back in time for. He was actively trying to, but
bummer.
The guaranteed price is set at a $26.5 million, but after donations, that cost is lowered to $22.9 million to taxpayers. So. Yeah. What that reflects in is about $204 a year in tax increases to a home in Norfield or Dundas valued at $350,000.
Okay.
That is the kind of overall cost of this project over the next several years, right? Because you'll pay that back, pay back the loan over several years. So the ice arena is going forward. What this means is construction will start in June, and then it's expected to open next year, next summer. There is currently, if you recall, there was the fundraising efforts by the Hockey Association.
Yes.
They've raised $3.8 million and they're donating the land to this.
Yep.
The first $2 million of their donation just goes to lowering the cost of the arena.
Yeah.
The funds after that are to include in these alternatives or these add-ons, right? The first add-on that is being included is the precast stadium seating. So instead of aluminum seating,
that's good.
A stadium seating, you're getting, you know, concrete, actual kind of nice seating.
Yep.
The second alternative they're still raising money for. They have 60 days to acquire the funds for, and that is to include the dry land facility. The Hockey Association needs to raise about $180,000 in the next 60 days to get that included. If they reach that, they can then add in that second alternate. At that point after that, though, costs are going to have probably change or estimates would change, and we don't know the future of if they could still include a dry land facility or if they need to even raise more money beyond that.
Right.
So there is a potential we could still have the dry land facility included in the project. But as of right now, what's approved does not include it because they don't have the fundraised dollars.
60 days to raise $180,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they can do that.
So, yeah, on the debate side, you know, a lot of people kind of noting this has been a long time coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Beamer said when he was in high school, they probably needed a new arena. Councillors Holmes and Peterson-White both noted that while their families are not hockey, you know, families, they noticed which, you know, this serves certain populations in the community and they really saw the value in that. The votes against it, both Councillor Sokup and Mayor Zweifel really cited the cost of this and the cost to individual families in Norfield, right? Mayor Zweifel cited it's really hard for it to us to quantify what kind of burden this will put on how many households and how many people will not come to Norfield in the future because of that tax increase, right? And noting the already steep increases in taxes. I was just making sound bites for tomorrow's news, and Councillor Sokup has a really good sound bite where he notes kind of every individual project looks small until you add all of them up together as a tax increase.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the debate last night. The optimistic note, I think, about this was a lot of olive branches extended by pretty much everybody of we realized this was a tense issue, that there was a lot of debate, a lot of anger in the community. It does not take a lot to go scroll through Facebook and see that.
Look at our emails.
And how they were all trying to extend an olive branch to the other sides. And both Councillor Holmes and Peterson-White extended that to people who were against this project, and Mayor Zweifel extended that to people who were in favor of this project as she voted against it. So there's a lot of community building there in that moment.
Yeah.
So I think that was very positive. So that is the ice arena. And then they also accept the donations from that. So we've got a new ice arena coming to Norfield the next 2 years.
Fantastic.
So the next big item, or the other real big major item, is the comp plan. The 20-year plan for the city of Norfield, the comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
They went through the kind of standard presentation about this. They talked about some of the things and then they got to the discussion and, you know, several of the counselors kind of voiced support for it. And Councillor Ness expressed some hesitancies is a weak way to put that. He voiced opposition to the comp plan.
Really?
And Councillor Beamer also voiced opposition to it. I think Beamer expanded a little bit more on his opinions than Nested, so I'll focus more on what Councillor Beamer kind of stated, which was, for as much as the council states in the last month, you know, 6 months, year, et cetera, that housing and you know, economic development and jobs, et cetera, and tax burden is a priority, it didn't seem like a priority to him in the comp plan. Hmm. That his example he cited was the climate action plan is cited frequently throughout the comp plan.
Yep.
And he said the city already has a climate action plan. Shouldn't this be our opportunity to focus on the tax burden or on the housing issue? And so that was his major reason to oppose the comp plan, was he didn't think it had the correct priorities in it. And everything seemed fine up until when, right before the vote, City Administrator Ben Martig asked for a clarifying point from the city attorney, which was, how many votes is needed for a comp plan, which is a supermajority, which means you need 5 votes, not a simple majority of 4 votes. If you're doing your math, there was 6 councillors there last night. If councillors Ness and Beamer were against it, that meant there was only 4 votes in favor. And in that second that Mr. Martig asked that question, I knew he already knew the answer. He was just asking for the attorney to, you know, give the legal opinion.
Sure.
That room got incredibly tense really quickly. Every person's tempo of their voice got a lot higher and quicker.
Yeah.
You could feel the tension fill the room. Because now all of a sudden the stake of the debate was that much higher, right?
Something we've been working on for 2 years.
The council made the motion to postpone this, especially considering that Councillor Dolan wasn't there and they wanted to get his opinion on the matter, see where he stands, and also figure out what amendments might need to be made or what other considerations, what changes might need to be done. So the comp plan is in holding at the moment. We'll see where that goes. If there's going to be another vote, you know, amendments on that, if someone's going to change their mind, and we will go from there on the comp plan.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Otherwise, last night, the other kind of one, or there's 2 other matters that were covered, since I got 2 minutes and 23 seconds left to go. The police chief, Jeff Schrepfer, gave his kind of quarterly report. An interesting large conversation about fraud in Northfield. Fraud crimes have been up in recent years, and he talks, or not just even recent years, but especially in the last few months. He talks about how that's a particularly hard crime for the police department to solve, because usually a lot of the fraud is being perpetrated outside of the United States, right? The emails are coming from outside the United States. The phone calls are coming from outside the United States, and that the Northfield police can't go to another country and arrest somebody, right?
Yep.
So that puts them in a pretty difficult position. So they're beginning a discussion now of what kind of education resources can the city help provide to people to help really, you know, prevent this before it happens, right? Mm-hmm. Since there isn't a way to stop it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big item that was pretty quiet, but I just want to mention that its importance was the retirement community got a loan from the city of Northfield in 2013. The Northfield retirement community here in town got a pretty significant loan from the Housing and Redevelopment Authority to help build the facility and such. With the new company buying up the retirement community, or kind of restructuring that, the loan had to go to the city council just to literally get the paperwork changed to the new owners. So it was mostly a formality change. There's no change in the loan's terms. It's literally changing the names on the documents. But I did want to note the importance of what could look like a very big thing actually being quite a small procedural step.
Interesting. So,
46 seconds. Any questions you have left?
Kudos on keeping yourself to the
time. That, yeah, discipline that we could all probably learn around here. with Councillor Dolan, you know, there's no guarantees which way. We don't really have a there's not a lot of track record with Councillor Dolan as far as votes go, so we don't really know which way this could go right now, do we?
Yes, I think there'll be a larger discussion. I'm curious if this will come up like a work session, or if there'll be other conversations, maybe one-on-one, of what are you looking for out of this plan? What does this, you know, if to be a priority, what does this look like to you, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting conversation going forward.
Okay.
So,
Logan, thanks. That's really interesting.
Hey, look at that.
Look
just
at that.
Finish that. That's the timer.
That is Logan Wells with the City Council review.